listening to advice. We had a couple of young men that remodeled a bathroom for us back in January, and they did an extremely good job, but I told him. I said, now, if you have any questions about what you need to do in regard to remodeling this bathroom, you come with me down to the coffee shop in the morning, you can find out anything you need to know. Because I'll guarantee you there's an answer for everything and anything when you get a bunch of men together. A lot of them know everything. And it's amazing how many people like to give advice. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong about advice. But now we're going to talk about it this morning in 1 Kings 11 and verse 43. And Solomon slept with his fathers and was buried in the city of David his father, and Rehoboam his son reigned in his stead. Solomon has died. The kingship has been passed to his son Rehoboam. And I want you to notice now, Rehoboam was a relatively young man. And he needed some good advice as to how to rule the people, that they would respect him and be loyal unto him. I remember when my dad passed away, I think I was about 37 years old, and I needed a lot of advice, And I listened to men that were older than wiser than me. I didn't always do everything that they said, but it was good to get their advice. Here is a young man. He is put into a position that he probably was not prepared for. Never dreamed that he would be placed in this position at this age. Let me tell you something. We never know what life is going to put before us. We never know. We never know when we're going to lose someone that we are especially close to. Someone that we depend upon. Someone that we value their advice so much. This last Friday, one of my landlords came into the shop and came over and sit down, and I said, well, how you doing? Well, as soon as I said that, he broke down. And I said, what in the world is the matter? He said, my wife has been diagnosed with liver cancer. She is unable to get up and down by herself. She's retaining a lot of fluid. We've been taking her to Memphis. We're going to take her to Vanderbilt. But I could tell that he was scared to death that he was going to lose his wife. He said, we've been together for a long time. We've helped each other for a long time. And he said, right now, I feel so helpless. That's a terrible feeling, brethren. And none of us ever know when we're going to come face to face with situations just like that. We don't know. This same principle is true for many today. A lot of times we don't know nearly as much as we think that we do. And a lot of times, good advice is a great blessing to us. Great blessing. Can be a tremendous help to us. And can make our situation in life much better. The kingdom was in danger of dividing, and this might could be avoided if Rehoboam made the right moves or decisions. There was problems. And here is this relatively young man thrust into this position where there are great difficulties in his kingdom. And it's going to depend upon his leadership as to what's going to happen. You ever put in that kind of a position? To where so many times, what happens to you, your family, the church, is sort of dependent upon the choices or the decisions that you make in life. We don't realize, brethren, how many times that is true. Okay? Jeroboam is the opposition leader. And he makes a request. And let's notice, thy father made our yoke grievous. Now therefore, make thou the grievous service of thy father and his heavy yoke, which he put upon us, lighter, and we will serve thee. Your father was hard on us. He was hard to serve. He did not treat us with respect. And you can eliminate a lot of these problems if you'll just lighten up just a little bit on the people. Just lighten up just a little bit. Have you ever had a boss that you felt like that needed to lighten up just a little bit? Maybe not be hardly as hard. Have a little bit of understanding. Well, that's the situation that Rehoboam is in now. And Rehoboam says, give me 3 days to make my decision in regard to your request. Let me have 3 days to think about it and to seek advice. So what does he do? He first turns to his father's advisors, the older men, for advice. I have learned in my life so much from older men and women. How about you? Their maturity, their wisdom, their understanding, the fact that they have already fought many of the same battles that you're dealing with. And so their advice is of great value to you. You remember in the book of Titus that Paul encourages the older men and the older women to admonish and teach the young men and the young women. Rehoboam said, I'm going to see what these older men have to say. These men had much experience, maturity, and hopefully more wisdom. That makes sense, doesn't it? Experience, maturity, and wisdom. They have gained much from the lessons of life. Okay? He was wise to seek their advice. Do you? Do you value the advice of your parents? Older people that you respect? Maybe it is someone that you have developed a friendship with that has grown through the years, and you respect their advice. I have someone like that in my life, 20 years older than me, but what a tremendous amount of advice that he has shared with me for so many years. And so Rehoboam is doing the right thing to start with. And they spake unto him, saying, if thou wilt be a servant unto this people this day, and will serve them, and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be thy servants forever. There it is. Just respect them. Treat them with some dignity. Don't always try to lord over them. And if you will do this, they'll serve you forever. Now that's good advice. It's good advice. He couldn't have got any better. But now he decides that he wants to talk to his peer group. Those whom he had grown up with. And he wanted to hear what they had to say. Peer pressure. Peer group. That's very important to a lot of people today. People that you have grown up with, people that are your same age, people that you feel like have a lot of the same values as you do and are going through a lot of the same things that you are. And so Rehoboam says, well, I want to talk to these people, see what they have to say. And the young men that were grown up with him spake unto him, saying, thus shalt thou speak unto this people that spake unto thee, saying, thy father made our yoke heavy, but make thou it lighter unto us. And thou shalt say unto them, my little finger shall be thicker than my father's loin. And now, whereas my father did lade you with a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father has chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. Big difference in advice, isn't there? The older men said, lighten up on them. His peer group said, make it tougher on them. Get harder. Get mean with them. A lot of times, in seeking advice, you don't always get the same advice, do you? You talk to one individual and they tell you one thing. You talk to another individual and they tell you something else. And you're not sure as to who you need to listen to. This is where Rehoboam is. He's got to make a decision. Who is he going to listen to? The older men or the young men? This is where Rehoboam made his great mistake. And you know what? Sometimes today, that's what happens with us. We listen to the wrong advice. Rehoboam has to make a decision. And I want you to understand, peer pressure has always been hard for many to resist. You young people, the young people that you go to school with, that's your peer group. That's the group that you feel a necessity to blend in with. Right? What if they pressure you in the wrong way? Are you strong enough to say no? A lot of young people are not. They're not strong enough. They desire for their peer group to like them. They want to be with the in crowd. They want to have friends. And so many times, they lower their standards. And they do things that they're not comfortable with. Because of peer pressure. Any survey that is done among young people today will show that the majority of young people listen to their peer group more than anyone else. We don't want it to be that way. That's the way that it is. And so, peer pressure. A lot of young people have to deal with it. I want to tell you parents something today. It is hard for your children. I don't know that a lot of parents realize the kind of pressure that is put upon their children. I don't know if you can comprehend it. I don't know. I was visiting with a man the other day, and he does a lot of substitute teaching. And he said, I'm amazed at how much difficult it is getting to teach children and to discipline them. He said they have an attitude. They don't want to listen to anybody or anything. And he said it is getting so much harder. Why is that? Did all of a sudden God change things and make it more difficult to be a young person? Is that what's happened? No. You know, you look back and you find where young people have always lived in difficult circumstances. They've always had problems and things that they've had to deal with. But I'm going to tell you, somewhere, parents gave up. They gave up. And once they gave up, the young people's attitude began to change. And parents quit parenting. And young people quit listening. And we see this dramatic change in our society. In our society. Parents, let me tell you something. If your children ever needed you, they need you now. They need you now. Rehoboam listens to his peer group. That's what happens so many times today. These young people listen to their friends, what's going on with them, and they give in. And the match is struck, the candle is lit, and problems began to occur. He made a great mistake. Rehoboam made a great mistake. Do you? Who do you listen to? Who are you mindful of? What is your situation in regard to the strength of being what God wants you to be? Rehoboam could have listened to the older men, and his situation could have been much better, but he didn't. He wouldn't. And same thing applies today to a lot of young people. And brethren, let me tell you something. Advice is fine and desirable, but it must be weighed carefully. I was a young man. I had a man tell me one time, he said, while you're young, sow your wild oats and get it out of your system. Would you give that kind of advice to a young person today? Would you? Is that how it works? Evidently it is with a lot of people. You sow your wild oats, but unfortunately today, many times when those wild oats get a hold, it's hard to get rid of them. Hard to get rid of them. Many of us made mistakes in our youth that we're not proud of, we're not happy about, and if we could go back and change those things, we would, but we can't. We can't. And so, therefore, we have to learn from our mistakes. And we have to share our advice and our wisdom with those that are younger, that they don't follow down the same path that we do. Young people many times believe the advice of their parents is not in tune with their lives. My mom and dad are still living back in the old times, and they don't know what it is. They don't realize my situation, and they don't pay a lot of attention to their parents. When I was 16 year old, I didn't think my mother and dad knew anything. But you know what? I found out a few years later in life that I was the one that didn't know anything and they knew everything. Has that ever happened to you? Where you find out that your parents are much wiser than you give them credit for. What I would give today for the advice of my father, but I'll never again be able to get it. And I wonder today, do you respect your parents, their wisdom, and what they can share with you? Older people many times are just as bad as young people. They don't always make good decisions. They get into situations and they're just, what's the saying? There's no fool like an old fool. And a lot of times that is exactly right. They jump in and listen to the wrong person and make a bad decision, as bad as any young person would make. I have seen older people get into an adulterous relationship in the twilight of their life and put their soul at great risk for just a few years of companionship? That doesn't make any sense. You're going to jeopardize your soul for 4, 5, 10 years with somebody? And an endless eternity that will endure forever? That's not very smart, brethren. We need to be careful about that because it happens all of the time. They jump in and they listen to the wrong person. In Joel 3 and verse 14, multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. Are you in the valley of decision today? Are you having to make some hard decisions today? All of us live in the valley of decision. All of us. And I don't care today. We need to understand that these things determine so much about our lives. These decisions. You understand that? Seek advice. Listen to advice. And weigh it against God's standard. And act accordingly. I'll tell you something in conclusion this morning. It's immaterial to me what your age is in this building today. All of us have issues, situations that we have to deal with. There are older people in this building today that may not be satisfied with their lives. I don't know. They may be always looking back at some decision that they've made in the past. Maybe they listened to the wrong advice and they have put their soul in jeopardy. It may be that it's a middle-aged person that is in that same situation. They're not happy with their standing with God right now, and they know it. And they're not at peace. And they don't have any direction in their life. How about you young people? You satisfied with the decisions that you are making in your life right now? Do you give in to peer pressure and succumb to things that you know that you ought not to do simply because you feel pressured? You feel pressured to do what your friends are doing and what they expect out of you. Sometimes you have to stand on an island by yourself. Not always pleasant. But it can sure look good in the sight of God. I want to tell you something, and I told you this before, but there's a song that I like to listen to. And the individual says, I can't quote the book, the chapter, or the verse, but you can't tell me that it all ends in a slow ride in a hearse. That's not it, brethren. That's not the end of it. That slow ride in that hearse to the cemetery, that's not the end of it. And we need to listen to those who are trying to tell us to get your life in order. before it is too late. How about you? Everything good with you between you and the Lord? If it is, that's wonderful. What a precious relationship. But if it's not, and you are adrift on the sea of sin, heading in the direction of hell, would you take advantage of this opportunity today to do something about that before it is too late? Will you come as we stand?